Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Do you know what it means to surrender? It means to stop resisting and to submit to authority. We have a whole pack of dogs where we live. 3 dogs are our own, and the other 8 dogs are our neighbors. Our neighbor dogs think that they live on our property too. And so we'll go out late at night and their dogs are all sleeping next to our house or under our car. Out of these 11 dogs or so, there is one top dog. He's the one that calls the shots. He makes sure that everyone follows his commands. When they don't, look out. He will attack the dog that's not going along with his program until that dog submits or surrenders. The dog will roll over on its back and show its belly and be completely surrendered to the alpha or the top dog. This hymn is all about surrendering our life to Jesus. Now, unlike the alpha dog in this pack of dogs where we live, Jesus doesn't force us. But did you know that letting our life be what He wants it to be is the best place we can ever be? Giving up our control or our ideas to follow Jesus and His ideas, that is true surrender. And that is what will ultimately make us happy.
Take my life and
boys and girls, I'm so glad that you're joining me today as we are studying some more about the different experiences that the apostles had after Jesus went back to heaven. Now, what was the special gift that Jesus gave them? Do you know what it was? You're right. It was the Holy Spirit. We're going to continue to learn about how someone was pretty angry that they were spreading this message. But before we get started, let's bow our heads. Lord, we want to pray for your wisdom and your strength, your grace. We want to ask that you will bless our time together. In Jesus' name, amen. Satan was doing everything he could to stop the disciples from telling people about Jesus. But you know what? The Holy Spirit was helping more and more people to choose to follow Jesus. So now, Satan decided that if he couldn't discourage the apostles by having them beaten or thrown in prison, he was going to try some other way to get them to stop spreading the message. Before we learn about that other way, I want to ask you a series of questions today. So I want you to think about it. What country were you or your parents born? Were you born in the country that you live in right now, or were you born in another country? I know somebody who was born in Mexico, and now they live in the United States. I know somebody else who was born in Puerto Rico, and now they live in the United States. What country were you born in? Or what country were your parents born in? Do you know the answer to that? I want you to think about something else. How many people do you know who have come from other countries to the country where you live now? Have you met people who have come from different countries to live in the country that you live in now? Well, you might say, I don't know anybody. And you might not. But I bet you could ask your parents and they would tell you somebody. We have someone in our church who was born in Puerto Rico and lived there for quite a while. He also lived in Nepal for a while and worked at a hospital there. And now he's working out here with us on the Navajo Indian Reservation. So do you know someone who has come from another country to live in your country? What about at your church? Does your church have a lot of different people from all different countries? Or is everyone from the same country? Are there children maybe going to your school who've come from other countries? What countries did they come from? There's lots of different countries in the world. There's South Africa, there is Brazil, there's Chile, there's Greece, there's the United Kingdom, there's Australia, there is the Philippines, maybe even Thailand. What about Canada? We can't forget Canada. Or Brazil. There's lots of different countries. And maybe you know somebody who used to live in another country but now lives in the country that you live in. Now, if you know somebody like that, I want you to think about them. Do they do everything the same way you do? No. They have different customs. They have different traditions. They have different ways of living because they live in a different part of the world. Maybe they like different food. I love Thai food. Love Thai food. That is my favorite food. I would love to go to Thailand and eat Thai food. Now, some people might love Mexican food. Oftentimes, people from different countries cannot always get along. Maybe because they look different. Maybe because they act different. Maybe because they like things that are different from what other people like. And some people even think that they're better than other people just because of the way they look or where they're from. Does Jesus want us to think that way? No, he doesn't. He wants us to love everyone. He wants us to care about everyone. He wants us to put others first. You know, we were studying this morning in our worship about how Jesus is the creator of the world. Not only did he create this world, he created the animals, he created the birds and the fish, he created us, he created everything. He's a pretty creative guy, isn't he? He loves to see variety and he loves to see differences. That's how he made us. Did he make people in all the countries of the world the same? No, he didn't make us all the same. Now, when he was on this world, did he treat some people better than others, or did he love everyone? You're right. He loved everyone the same. He treated everyone the same, no matter what country they were from. Does Jesus want us to be like that? I think you're right. Let's look up Acts chapter 17, verse 26. Acts chapter 17. Acts is the fifth book in the New Testament, right? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Acts chapter 17. So you're going to look for those chapters, the big numbers. Look for chapter 17. It starts with 1 and goes all the way up. We want to find Acts chapter 17. And once you find 17, then you're going to look for those little numbers right after 17 that say verse 26. Acts chapter 17, verse 26. If you need a little more time, press pause, and when you're ready, you can press play again. But let's look up what Acts chapter 17, verse 26 says.
And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwelling.
Jesus created everyone, didn't he? He did, and he wants us all to live together in love and in peace and in harmony. But sometimes people don't do that. Sometimes people think that they're better because they talk a certain way and they look down on people who don't talk like them. I think of a story that your story hour told called A Sheaf of Grain. It talks about a group of boys who lived with a farmer and his wife. These boys didn't have homes of their own, and this farmer and his wife took care of them. These boys were pretty rowdy, and they oftentimes were quite mean to each other. Well, one day there was a new boy named Olaf, and Olaf spoke differently. He looked differently, and he acted differently. And these boys did not like him at all. They made fun of him. They thought that he was just silly, and they would always mock him and tease him and be mean to him. Well, one day they did something terrible, and Olaf got so mad that he stomped off into a blizzard. At dinner that evening, the farmer and his wife wondered, well, where's Olaf? And the boys kind of hemmed and hawed, and then they said, well, he left. And they said, he left? Where did he go? It's a storm out. They said, well, we don't know. And they said, boys, what did you do? And the whole story came out about how they had been mean and they had chased him off. You know, that day they never did find Olaf. And those boys felt so sad and so guilty. They didn't know if maybe he had died in the snowstorm. They didn't know what had happened to him. But years and years and years later, Olaf came back. He had survived and he grew up and he came back. One of the boys, who was now a man, realized that it was him and apologized for the way that he had acted, the way that they had teased him. They had treated him badly just because he was different. Boys and girls, maybe you're treated badly. Maybe there's people that tease you about what you say or what you do or how you act. But you know what? Jesus still loves you. Jesus is still there for you. Maybe you've been mean to other kids. You've teased them or made fun of them. Is that what Jesus wants? No. Jesus died for each and every person, and does he want us to love others just as he did? Yes. But Satan sees that when we love others, it unites us, it brings us closer together, and he doesn't like that. So he tries to do everything in his power to try to divide everybody up, to try to get them to fight and argue and to not get along. Well, that's what Satan did in the brand new little baby church. He decided that since he couldn't stop the disciples, he would try to get everyone to fight and to argue. And we'll find out how he did that next time. Boys and girls, I want you to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. I want to treat each and every person equally. I want to treat them in a way that shows them that I care about them and that I love them. How about you? Well, let's pray and ask Jesus to help us. Lord, we pray for your wisdom and your strength and that your power will be inside of us, helping us to be kind to others. Give us your love. Give us your care. Help us to treat others the way you would treat them, with love and respect. In Jesus' name, amen. We have a new memory verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40. It says, let all things be done decently and in order. Let all things be done decently and in order. Well, what does that mean? It means that in everything we do, that we do it well and that we do it nicely. I want to do things well and nicely. How about you?
1 Corinthians 14:40.
Let all things be done decently, decently and in order. Let all things be done decently, decently and in order. Let all things be done decently, decently and in order. Let all things be done decently, decently and in order.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.